So, Dan, where did you find this quiz?
This is courtesy of Sporkle by way of Mental Floss.
Okay. And again, explain to everyone what it is, and we can give the example that we gave earlier.
Right.
Not everybody was listening at
right.
that time.
Strangely similar movie titles.
Okay.
So our example, what is a film that starred Nick Nolte and Barbara Streisand?
Mm-hmm.
And what is a film about Robin Hood starring Kevin Costner?
That's Prince of Tides, Prince of Thieves.
Correct. So
that's the
Prince
kind
of Tides, yes.
That's what we're looking at. Okay, so. I get it. All right, let's cool. see what happens here.
So Esmeralda, we can go round robin on this. You have the mm-hmm. type in the first answer and then hit give up and it gives you all the rest of the answers.
Oh, give up.
Would have anyway.
Yes. All right, so I'll do the first one, then Esmeralda can go. So.
Okay.
All right, movie one.
Yeah.
Americans stranded in 1970s Iran need rescuing.
Okay.
Movie two, a murder in a Midwestern middle America town needs solving.
Argo Fargo.
That is correct.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Movie one.
Yeah.
A film director attempts to survive a creative crisis and spiritual ennui. Ragdoll's attempt to survive in Earth after the apocalypse.
Wow. Wow. A film director
mm-hmm. Attempts to survive a creative crisis and spiritual ennui.
Creative crisis, spiritual ennui. Okay.
And then the second one, Ragdoll's attempt to survive in Earth after the apocalypse.
Wow. Boy, I don't know. I don't think I know this one.
Oh man,
Ragdolls try to live in the apocalypse, but it's a. I don't know.
Oh, 8.5 or 9?
9. Oh, 9. That stupid movie. Oh, that.
I have no idea what this
movie.
Even is. These are just numbers to me.
Yeah, 8.5 is a very personal Fellini film.
Mm.
And 9 is this terrible animated movie from about 10 years ago that it sucked. Okay, all right.
James Cagney's young hoodlum rises through the heights of the Chicago underworld. Movie 2, Johnny Depp's older hoodlum deals with his fall from the heights of Chicago's underworld.
Public Enemy, Public Enemies.
That is correct.
Oh, okay.
Mark Forster directed biopic of a biker turned minister played by a grizzled Gerard Butler. Movie 2 is Roger Corman directed biopic of a prohibition gangster played by a young Charles Bronson.
Whoa. Gerard Butler. God, mm-hmm. I can't stand that guy.
Grizzled Gerard Butler.
Grizzled Gerard Butler.
A biker turned minister.
Oh, it's shot. It's shotgun dude. Shotgun preacher. Something preacher. Shotgun missionary.
No
mission.
Different kind of gun.
Machine gun. Machine mm-hmm. gun missionary. Machine gun. A preacher.
Mm-hmm.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Yes.
Okay.
Ding, ding, ding.
God, why would somebody do a... Why would somebody ask a trivia question about Machine Gun Preacher?
I think it fits the theme, maybe.
Man.
Movie one, Demi Moore becomes the first woman to enroll in an elite Navy group encountering stiff opposition from misogynists and assorted haters. Movie two, Channing Tatum joins an elite special missions group encountering resistance from the Baroness and Storm Shadow.
That would be G.I. Jane and G.I. Joe.
That is correct.
Okay.
The future is bleak in this adaptation of Orwell's classic novel. Movie two, teaching is bleak in this action thriller from Mark Lester.
That's 1984 and the class of 1984.
Correct.
Yeah. God, I can't believe Mark Lester's the class of 1984. Has been revived for a Mental Floss quiz. All right.
Movie one, Mel Gibson must battle the forces of political corruption to avenge his daughter's murder. Movie two, Tom Cruise must battle the forces of enemy aliens as he repeats the same day over and over.
Edge of Darkness, Edge of Tomorrow.
That is correct.
Biopic starring Ben Gazzara as the infamous Chicago gangster. And movie two, biopic starring Philip Seymour Hoffman as the famous New York writer.
Capote Capone. Or Capone Capote.
Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
Spike Lee directed heist film about the robbery of a New York bank. Movie two, Charles Ferguson directed documentary about the problems with New York banks.
Inside Man. Inside Job?
That is correct.
Okay. Why didn't they do Inside Out Pixar? That would have been a much nicer. Okay.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
Sure. Inside Man, Inside Out.
I guess. The temperature at which books burn, source novel author Ray Bradbury. Movie two, The Temperature at Which Freedom Burns, documentary director Michael Moore.
Oh, God. Fahrenheit 451 and Fahrenheit 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Movie one, Woody Allen makes a tribute to the city he loves. Movie two, Martin Scorsese makes a tribute to the city he loves.
Manhattan and My Manhattan Journey?
New York, New York.
New York, New York. How is that the same? Oh, because it's a variation of Manhattan?
Right.
Okay.
In a grim future, Harrison Ford risks his life navigating a high-tech city while hunting dangerous cyborgs. Or movie two, In a Grim Future, Dylan O'Brien risks his life navigating a high-tech labyrinth while being hunted by dangerous cyborgs.
Blade Runner and, that young adult crap. Maze Runner.
Yes, correct.
By the way, they're not cyborgs. They call up, in Blade Runner, they're not cyborgs. Call up Mental Flaws. They're replicants. Let's get this straight.
I'll let them know.
Right. Let them know they're replicants.
I'll send them a letter.
All
Make
right.
a note of it.
Armored car driver Christian Slater must navigate a flooded Indiana town. Movie two, New York cop Michael Douglas must navigate the Japanese underworld.
Hard rain, black rain.
That is correct.
Eddie Murphy is summoned to a spooky house in this Disney ride adaptation. Vincent Price is summoned to a spooky house in this Poe Lovecraft adaptation.
It's a haunted mansion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not House of Usher. Haunted mansion, haunted house on Haunted Hill?
Mm-mm.
What is it?
The Haunted Palace.
What? All right.
We got a break here. There's six more. Do you want to keep going?
Yeah.
All right. We'll break the rest of the thing.
And then we'll do a music IQ. All right. We got a break. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man. They didn't play this song. We didn't play it. We could have. Too much work. That's Eli's Coming by 3 Dog Night. 301 area code. So we'll hear another 3 Dog Night hit that they didn't play when I ended up hanging out, playing drums with them. Welcome back, everybody. We're going to rip through these. We have six more of these movie title questions here, and then we're going to have another round of music IQ. We want to thank listener Paul for sending this to us, and then Dan and myself and Esmeralda will quiz each other on all kinds of music questions. But we've got let's get through these questions so that we can jump into music IQ.
Movie one, some men just don't matter much to the powers that be, like Sylvester Stallone, Jason Statham, Jet Li, and other badasses. Movie two, some men just don't matter much to the powers that be, like Robert Montgomery, John Wayne, and other Navy men.
The Expendables and the, the Expendable... The Expendable 6?
They were expendable.
They were expendable, of course. Okay.
Movie one, Henry Fonda as convict Eddie Taylor must avoid his execution and go on the lam in California. Movie two, Sean Connery as agent James Bond must fake his execution and go sleuthing in Japan.
Wow. I don't know.
You only live once, you only live twice.
You only live once, you only live twice. Okay.
A northeastern city provides a scene from a legal drama about AIDS and with Tom Hanks and Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
A northeastern city provides a scene for a wacky hijinks between
James Stewart, Katherine Hepburn,
Cary Grant.
And Cary Grant. Philadelphia Story.
Yeah. John Wayne must take a stand against Apache Indians in a movie named for a river. John Wayne must take a stand against a rancher going in a movie named for a river.
Red River and Whiskey River.
Rio Grande or Rio Bravo?
Oh, Rio Bravo or Rio Grande. Okay.
Emilio Estevez becomes a repossession agent, but things get complicated. Jude Law becomes a repossession agent, but things get complicated.
Repo Man, Repo Men.
That is correct. Final one. James Cromwell introduces a young George Ruth to baseball where he becomes a slugger. James Cromwell. James Cromwell. James Cromwell introduces a young pig to his farm where he becomes a sheepdog.
The Babe and Babe. That was good. That last one was really good. I like that last one.